Coming up, it's lightning fill in the blank, but first it's the game where you have to listen for the rhyme. If you'd like to play on air, call or leave a message at 1-888-WAIT-WAIT. That's 1-888-924-8924, or send an email to waitwait@npr.org. You can also go to our website at waitwait.npr.org, where you can find out about attending our weekly live shows here at the Chase Auditorium in Chicago's Loop, or you can download the Wait Wait podcast for your computer or MP3 player. Hi, you're on Wait Wait, Don't Tell Me.
Hi, it's Andy Gerber from Denver, Colorado.
Hey, Andy, how are you?
Good.
How are things in Denver?
Well, it snowed today.
Hey, you can still ski, isn't it? Spring skiing?
Yes, I skied today, in fact.
Do you ski in a bikini like I've seen in those photographs?
It was too cold to ski in a bikini.
Andy, welcome to the show. Carl Castle is going to read you three news-related limericks with the last word or phrase missing from each. If you can fill in that last word or phrase correctly on two of the limericks, you will be a winner. Here's your first limerick.
Our macaw is befouling the air, and his fellows he's warped past repair. He's helping the birds to learn four-letter words. He's teaching the parrots to
swear.
Right. Barney, the potty-mouthed macaw, has been in the news before for his filthy mouth when he cussed out a mayor, a vicar, and two police officers, and was banished to the Warwickshire Wildlife Sanctuary in Britain. Well, Barney is causing more trouble, this time for teaching all his favorite words to the two other parrots at the center. Owner Jeff Grucock says, quote, "It sounds like a builder's yard sometimes when we come in here with all the abuse flying about. They just sit there swearing at each other now with all kinds of foul language. It's unbelievable." Very good. Here is your next limerick.
Since flossers are not always handy, we kids will find this answer dandy. To the sweet shop we're rushing to supplement brushing. Let's fight cavities with minty
candy.
Right. It's like fighting fire with fire, but more minty fresh. Scientists at Stony Brook University School of Dental Medicine have come up with a cavity-fighting candy. It's called Basic Mints. It mimics a compound in saliva that neutralizes acids. Children who ate the mints after brushing had 60% fewer cavities than children who did not. The researchers have already licensed the mints. They hope to get them on the market in the U.S. soon. In the meantime, though, they're hard at work developing their new product, a weight loss medication disguised as a deep-fried chocolate Twinkie. Yum. Here is your last limerick.
Solar paneling yearns to be free, 'cause alternative power's the key. But heat can't be made when it stays in the shade, so our neighbors must chop down their
tree.
Right. Good news, Californians. A judge in Sunnyvale is finally cracking down on those troublemaking lawbreakers among you, known by their gang name, the Redwood Trees. In a strange collision of environmental priorities, a resident there named Mark Vargas installed some solar panels on his roof, but found they were partially shaded by some mature redwoods on his neighbor's property. It turns out that in California, under something called the Solar Shade Act, it is illegal to become between solar panels and the sun. So he sued. 7 years of court battles later, a judge found the trees to be unrepentantly shady characters and ordered them trimmed back.
Oh.
Mr. Vargas expressed satisfaction that his quest to save the natural world will no longer be hindered by the natural world. Carl, how did Andy do?
Andy had three correct answers, Peter, so Andy, you win our prize.
Well done, Andy.
I'm correct.
Thanks so much for playing, and congratulations.
Thank you very much.
Bye-bye.
Bye.